to the old me, scared and unseen. You're the reason I built this dream. Now I speak so others thrive. Turn my scars into sound. I come alive from the ashes of the breakdown. I don't run, I rise, won't back down. This is keep it real, keep it purpose bound. Every word a step, every truth profound. We don't heal in silence, we fight with grace, softness and defiance, lighting up this place.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. This is Edna J. White, and you are on Wounded to Wonderful, Keeping It Real on Purpose. Now, I know you remember that I've told you way back a few weeks ago that we are rebranding, and I have new look and a new co-host. So I'm so excited to welcome you to this part of our radio station and what we're doing, but I just want to just give you a little bit about what we are doing right now. These are real conversations that point to your power and empower you. Topics about mindfulness, health, healing, conscious living, and personal transformation, emotional intelligence, spirituality, life purpose, and wellness. Every aspect of life, career, and business. So my goal and my co-host's goal is to inspire you to get in action and listen and live your life. So, without further ado, I would like to introduce my co-host this month. We're going to be doing this for a month. So, I'd like to introduce my co-host, which I'm so excited to work with. And she's on the other side of the world. So excited. Yes, we are international. Yes, Dr. Neelam Parwani. Welcome.
Hello, and so nice to be here with you, Edna, once again. I'm really delighted to start this new venture with you, where we will be doing this 4 weeks full of positivity, good health, abundance, and happiness.
Yes.
My name is Dr. Neelam Parwani, and right now I'm all the way in Gurgaon, India, and we have connected like at two different parts of the world, as you already mentioned. I'm a holistic healer, a Reiki grandmaster, Sujog therapist, and a life coach. And I have a holistic healing center in Gurgaon, India. And I'm really, really happy to be here today on this platform.
Wonderful. And just so I don't forget, how do we find you? How do they find you on the World Wide Web?
Okay, so I have a Facebook page by the name of Nature's Grace.Reiki. You just need to type www.facebook.com/naturesgrace.reiki. I also have an Insta handle by the same name, naturesgrace.reiki. You can find me at both the places, on Facebook as well as on Instagram.
Well, thank you very much. So let's get right into today's topic, positive approach at your workplace, but more so working from home. So I know that we both have experience in both places. And I'm more in the working from home phase now, which is kind of different. And that has a different approach to it altogether. But I want to talk about, let's stay positive during working in the workplace. Because I know that Forbes has presented, I think before the pandemic, 61% of the workers felt lonely. 61%, that's a lot. You know, depending on how they felt lonely working in the workplace. And I know when I started my job, because I wasn't a conventional worker, I had my own business. So it was different. you know. But when I started working with another team as an employer, it was a different vibe for me. It was different for me. I would, you know, and I was used to being, yeah, you know, I'm already hyper as it is. So I'm like, yay. I wasn't, you know, people weren't ready for that, you know. So it was like very different, a different atmosphere. So we want to, you know, let's take the positive approach. Dr. Neelam, how can we do that? You know, tell us some pointers or share with us some experiences. Sure. How that can happen.
So see, when we talk about corporate world comes with a lot of stresses. There are deadlines, there are projects to be met, and everything has to be done in a cumulative manner.
Yeah.
Right from the moment you enter your office till the time you come out of your office, you're busy with lots of transactions, talking, meetings. And all this, we have to figure out why we are there.
Yeah.
Money is a major motivating factor for all of us. That's why we all are working. Right. But apart from money, there has to be something else which will motivate you to go to that workplace and do the best. We need to look for those motivating factors for ourselves. Until unless we don't have those factors in our life, within a week, within a month, or within a couple of months, we'll get bored of that workplace. We will not find any excitement going back to the work. We might be going to work only because we want that money to run our show, but otherwise there is no contribution coming from our side. And eventually we will feel lonely, we will feel depressed, we will feel out of place. Then some of us might even leave that job and move to another place. But the same cycle will start after a couple of months in the other place also.
Right.
Whenever you decide to work for a company or whichever is your current work company that you are working, you need to first of all look for the factors why you are working in that company. Is that the job that you want to do, or is it just out of the purpose of doing a job you are doing it? It is the purpose of doing a job you are doing it. There also you can look for lots of motivating factors for yourself. For some people it is very, very good environment. For some people it is like sitting in an air conditioned office for 9 hours is a motivating factor. For some people meeting colleagues and talking to them and knowing about the whole office gossip is a motivating factor. For some people, it is the good food and the transport and the commuting facility, which is a motivating factor.
Right.
And choose three factors, minimum of three factors, that gives you happiness when you are going for. Now you have to look it for yourself.
Right.
Which is the thing that you are looking forward in that place? It could be anything. Trust me, it could be just working on that laptop and having an access to internet for 9 hours could also be your motivating factor.
Mm-hmm.
That motivating factor has to come from within you. That
right.
is not something which the organization is going to give you.
No.
Organization is just providing you a structure.
Right.
Because they want you to work, follow some processes and deliver the results.
Right.
But in this whole process, you need to find your motivation factor. And those three motivating factors are the ones which are going to drive you every day to go to work. So you have to start looking for them.
Mm-hmm.
Now there's a problem to look for them. Apart from the monetary, look for an emotional motivating factor. How does that affect your emotions?
Right.
Do you have someone in that workplace with whom you connect very well, with whom you like to talk, with whom you like to have a tea break every day and talk about your life? So that is where your emotional factor is. You need to look for that one person. Only mm-hmm. one person is required. You don't have to connect with 10 people. One person with whom you can connect at your workplace. That's going to generate positivity and you will look forward to go for your work.
Yeah.
First factor is your emotional factor. Second is your mental factor. Look for one thing in that 9 to 10 hours of your work which makes you think creatively, which gives you a drive where you can think out of the box. It could be a project you are working on, it could be a new assignment, it could be the deadlines, anything which makes your brain work, create something new.
Mm-hmm.
That motivating factor. That will be your mental motivating factor. Now the third is your physical motivating factor, because we need to have at least three things to make us go there and work positively in that environment. Now the physical factor. What physical facility you have there in that work environment that motivates you. Mm-hmm. Is it the food provide? Is it the transport provide? Is it the recreational room that they have you like?
Mm-hmm.
Do they have indoor game zone that you like over there where you can go and do a 15-20 minutes of physical activity? Or is it a stroll that you have after your lunch break on the terrace where you are close to the nature, you can see the sunrise, you can see the sunset?
Right.
What is one critical factor which is related to your physical health that motivates you in that place? Once you have these factors in place, your whole approach to go to that workplace will change completely. You will happily go to that place every day, give your best, enjoy your best, and come back.
Right. Very good. Yeah, I like the fact that you said you had three motivating factors outside of making money, you know, making a living.
Outside of making money, because yes. Money will always be there, the motivation.
Yes, and it can't be. You know, I as a life coach myself and coaching thousands of people, one of their motivating factors to do some things is money. And I'm saying, but do you love it? What is it that you love about it? And a lot of times we'll say, I haven't even tried the product. I'm like, no. no, it doesn't work that way. You know, you haven't even felt the product. You haven't, you know, you don't know anything about it. Don't know what's in it. You know, that's a great thing to kind of like, you know, knowing that you're purposeful in what you're doing. So I like that. I like that, what you said about it and teaching us about, you know, finding those three things outside of money. And I also like the fact that you said outside of the box.
Yes, it has to be, because that's where your creativity will be.
Yes.
That's where you will look forward to do something new. Otherwise, everything will become monotonous very soon for you.
Absolutely.
And it will happen in every organization. Changing organizations is not going to change your approach. It is looking at the things that's going to change your approach. Finding those motivating factors will change your approach towards your workplace.
Yeah. And being creative, I think working in the workplace, sometimes we lose the creativity in our workplace because we get so monotonous. Yeah.
Only with the processes that we are following.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. Well, thank you, Dr. Neelam. I really like that. I really like that layer there that on the workplace spin. I like that. So now that we're in the pandemic and we've passed it,
mm-hmm.
and we have went through the whole year, some of us kind of getting laid off and being diverted to work from home, schooling at home, everything at home, how do we stay positive working from home now? How do we see that? How do we bring that into play now?
Yeah, this is a little challenging situation because we have always seen work in the format of getting dressed, going to office, spending that 9 hours in office and then coming back.
Yes.
You know, now everything is completely changed. The drive to get dressed, the drive to rush to work, the drive to meet those deadlines, the mm-hmm. drive to meet those people, everything has been gone. We are again in the same environment before work, after work, and during the work also. So 24/7, we are looking at the same wall.
Yeah.
Now, the challenge comes. Here the challenge is that although this is where you have to work and the things have changed, now look for the motivating factors inside your house.
Yeah.
The first and the foremost thing that you need to look for is during your breaks, when you have your work breaks, even when you are working from home, you will have your tea break, you will have your lunch break, you will have your afternoon tea break. You need to come out of that room. You should mm-hmm. not be sitting in that room where you are working.
Right.
You need to get from that place and come back to your family.
Right.
It has a blessing that within that 9 hours, you can able to connect with your kids 3 to 4 times during the day.
Mm-hmm.
So in the morning when you have a small break, you're coming out and you can have a breakfast with your child, which you might have never done when you were going to the office.
Mm-hmm.
During the you can have a family meal together, which you will never do when you're going to the office.
Right.
In the evening, again, you can have a quick 15-20 minutes chit-chat with your spouse while sipping a cup of tea.
Right.
But that only happen when you take an effort to come out of that room and spend those 15, 20 minutes in a different mode altogether. That time you have to switch your mode completely, like you switch off that one button and start the other button. Right. From the professional, now you'll come back to your personal life. Now again, from the personal life, you will go back to the professional life. If you can take those blessings and enjoy those moments every day, it is very fun, full of fun working from home. You know, you're working from home and at the same time, you're getting favorite food.
Yeah.
You don't have to rely on company food.
Right.
You're working from home and even at the same time, you can enjoy some small game for 10, 15 minutes with your child.
Right.
You can work from home and you're coming out and talking to them about some very personal matter where they need your advice and they don't really have to wait for 9 hours. But because you can do that in your break itself with your family.
Absolutely.
So the advantages you have working from home. Plus, you are there all the time, so that kind of safety and assurance your family gets. Secondly, if you are at home, you are healthy and you are safe. That was the whole concept of working from home, that everybody should be healthy. Thirdly, when you're eating homemade food, obviously you're having a lot of benefits when it comes to your health. So if you start looking at those positive points when you're working from home, your whole approach towards work from home will also change. Because now your motivating factor, the biggest motivating factor which anybody has after money is family. And here you are having both the motivating factors together in your hand every day. And you can enjoy both the lives.
Buying a car in Carvana was so easy. I was able to finance it through them.
Whoa, wait, you mean finance?
Yeah, finance. Got pre-qualified for a Carvana auto loan, entered my terms, and shopped from thousands of great car options all within my budget.
That's cool that financing through Carvana was so easy.
Financed. Done. And I get to pick up my car from their Carvana vending machine tomorrow.
Financed.
Right, that's what I said.
You can spend time trying to pronounce financing, or you can actually finance and buy your car today on
Carvana.
Financing subject to credit approval. Additional terms and conditions may apply.
Okay. So I hear you talking about those with families. And I know for myself, because I don't have a family, I just purchased a pup. And he's born in July. So he's still a baby yet. And so my children have grown up and they're moved out of the house. So when I started working from home, literally like 8 hours, you know, a day, it became, my lines were blurred in my home. My lines were blurred, you know, so
there must be so many people who don't have anybody to communicate also in the house.
Yeah.
So in that case, you need to change your motivating factor to your health.
Mm-hmm.
This is the best time to focus on your health.
Right. So
of your breaks and commuting by doing some kind of exercise for yourself, getting enrolled in some of the activities, online music class, online painting class, which you would have not done for years altogether.
Right.
Because you don't have time. Early morning, you're rushing for office. Then late evenings, you're coming back from office. You're tired, you're exhausted physically also to learn anything new or to do any other new activity.
Right.
So this is the time. Take that creativity out. Take care of all the hobbies that you would like to do.
Right.
Sitting at online.
Right.
And finish. Let all your dreams come true. There are so many hobbies which all of us had when we were in schools and over the time while earning money, making career.
Right.
We had completely forgotten about it.
Right.
How about we create that back in our life now when we have time to do that?
Exactly. But I wanted to say,
we are also connected with other people because we are doing these online courses. So we are meeting new people online.
Right.
We are interacting with new people who are learning the same kind of activity which we are doing.
Right.
So we have a human connect. Although we are sitting in the house all 8 to 10 hours, we are still connected with outside world, with new people, making new friends.
Right. So what I was going to say is I started creating boundaries. And what I want to talk about is the home, working from home. So I had to create boundaries which were healthy for me, which meant that I had to say I'm going to keep on my schedule, the same schedule that I would have if I've driven to work, because I didn't like driving to work at all. But I had a schedule that I got up and I did my exercise, I did my yoga and my meditation. I didn't stray from that. But what was blurred to me because I was in a smaller apartment. I had to make a space that was just for the office and, like you said, take myself out of that and start, you know, and do, you know, have tea separately from sitting at the desk. Watch television or, you know, do something, walk outside. I had to separate that. So I had to create flexible and compassionate boundaries for myself so that all of this, everything wouldn't blend together. It started to blend together and it wasn't my home anymore. It had become the office and I didn't want that. So I had to create a drawer just for, you know, the business files and put it away. When it was time for work was over, I put everything away and I didn't open the computer again. So creating healthy boundaries is a great suggestion for positivity and productivity.
Now what we need to do at that time is have a lot of self-discipline when we are working from home.
Right.
That is really important.
Yeah.
Because if you can't have that self-discipline and if you can't follow the schedule and keep up your commitments of meetings,
mm-hmm.
then you are...
Absolutely.
Yes, so what... As well as self-discipline is very, very important when you're doing work.
Absolutely. Totally agree with you. Well, I do appreciate and I thank you for being on Keeping It Real on purpose, because that's what we're here to do. We want to be purposeful in everything that we do and what we plan and what we suggest, you know, anything like that. So I appreciate you this week, Dr. Neelam, for being here. And we're going to close this part of the session. I think it was great. I think that I'm looking forward to what we're going to create the next time around. Remember, audience, please like, subscribe so that you can hear on the audio, on Anchor, on, I think it's on like 7 other platforms. But please subscribe so you can hear us and talk and even chat with us. You know, you can actually send us a chat, you know, through...
Yeah, you can send us messages on our Facebook page,
absolutely.
On our Instagram page,
absolutely.
And we will respond back to it.
Absolutely. And we will comment. Thank you so much. This is Edna J. White and...
And Dr. Neelam Palwani, all the way from India. And it was lovely connecting with you.
Signing out. Have a great one.
Bye-bye. Take care.
Okay. Okay, so...
With more than 80 years of experience, no one knows FedLife like WEPA. WEPA has covered Feds and their families since 1943 with exclusive group term life insurance protection. Current and former civilian federal employees can apply for up to $1.5 million in fully portable coverage that follows you wherever FedLife takes you, even if you change jobs or leave federal service. Explore coverage options now at WAEPA.org. WEPA. For Feds. By Feds.
If you're a podcast host, listen up, this one's for you. My name is Allie Jackson. I'm the host of Finding Mr. Height, a dating and relationship podcast that I've been doing for 4 years now, sharing my positive and practical approach to dating that's built on my own life experience. And I wanted to share another experience that I've had, my secret behind monetizing my show. It's called Red Circle. And I was just telling my colleague about how much I love their platform. With Red Circle, not only am I getting a seamless hosting experience, but I also love the support I receive in ad sales. It's not just typical ad sales either. It's targeted opportunities based on my show and my life. And the platform is super simple. You just set your preferences and Red Circle matches you with sponsors that align with your show. You can vet every opportunity and their platform gives you great analytics. More recently too, my Red Circle team has brought me opportunities outside of my podcast on social media to really augment the podcast partnerships, bring them full circle. I just can't recommend them enough. If you want to give it a try, go to redcircle.com to get your free trial. That's redcircle.com for a free trial.